episode 1716 of the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I've got an important show for all of you today. It's a theme that I believe in very, very strongly that I do hope you take on for yourself. It's the notion of outsourcing your career and it being a huge career mistake. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review. And if you're interested in one-on-one coaching with me, visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. You can schedule time for a free discovery call there. Schedule time for coaching. There's great information to help you in a variety of different ways. And in the meantime, let's get going. If you're employed by a company, you're in the business of doing what they tell you to do. And it becomes a habit that was ingrained when you were much younger and you went to school and your teacher told you what to do. And when you were even younger and your parents told you what to do. And you went to college and a professor told you what to do and when to do it by in order to get grades. And now that you're in the workforce, I don't care if you're a beginner or the most senior person in the organization. Many of you have, most of you, almost all of you have outsourced your thinking to your employer until the point where you say, I've had enough. It's important for each of you to review your career aspirations and how your firm is satisfying them on a regular basis. I want to be clear, I'm not trying to get you to change jobs. I'm trying to get you to think about yourself and your professional needs and aspirations on a regular basis, and not just simply when you're looking for work. Let me give you an example. Many years ago, there was an insurance firm in New York that had a large data center, and they developed their own proprietary programming language. And thus, people who went to work at this large, stable insurance firm worked in a language that no one else in the world used. And this firm tried to tie people into their organization and make them make it impossible for them to ever change jobs. The result was the firm got what it needed and the employees got hurt. Hurt for years, hurt for the balance of their career, because although they had done good work, eventually the firm was going to get rid of them as they were too once they became too expensive. Thinking of your own career as being in your control, thinking of reviewing where you are every 4 to 6 months. I say 4 to 6 because if I say 4 months, many of you are going to go, oh, much too often. And if I say 6, it really shouldn't be that infrequent. You need to take some time regularly to review where you are now, where you're trying to get to, whether what you're doing now satisfies your aspirations, whether it's time to move on. After all, you are the chief executive of your organization. In my case, that's the Altman organization. Just like the firm that you work for looks out for its needs and will fire you in a drop, the drop of a hat if the economy goes south and they have to save money, and that won't have anything to do with your work or your performance. You could be a terrific person, but if they don't need you, you are gone. That's simple. Don't outsource the thinking about your career to a firm. You have to be in charge of it. They can't think for all 200 people, 2,000 people, all 20,000 people, or 200,000 people in their firm. You need to be the one who's looking out for yourself. And don't worry about what other people think. Everyone's got an opinion, and everyone knows better than you what you should be doing and how you should get there. Have some conversations with people, by all means. Talk to a coach, doesn't have to be me, it can be someone else, who doesn't have a vested interest in the decision that you make. However, get advice and then sit with it for a while and then make a decision. I'm not talking about sitting with it for months. Sit with it for a little while. Think about it for real, not just simply put it aside and get rid of it, but think about it and then make a choice about whether to recommit for another 4 to 6 months. At the end of the day, you are always better off looking out for your interests and not waiting for that visit to your desk where someone says they want to see you in the conference room. Right now, the economy is good. It won't always be good. More frequently in the future, it will happen. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but at some point. And you want to make sure that you're working in ways that are congruent with your aspirations. Again, your employer should not be in charge of your career. You should. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, how to have your questions answered or coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you be a better executive in your organization, and overall, being a better employee of your firm. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, if you're interested in coaching, let me know. I think it's easier at the website, but if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's focused on helping you do better at work. Information there is shared daily, and I'm attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so I want to make it a safe place for everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!